I'm from London. I started recently doing CS50X. I was just wondering, when did you, what age did you start programming, and what languages did you start with?
A really good question. We could probably each answer this. Brian, do you want to think back first?
Yeah, sure. So in high school, my third year, junior year of high school, I took AP Computer Science A, which at the time was the College Board's only computer science class, which was a class that was taught in Java. So I learned a little bit of Java. I honestly couldn't remember a whole lot of that right now. But that was where things started for me. And after that, the next class I took was actually CS50. So I started learning C, and at the time, CS50 taught PHP as the language after C. Now, of course, they use Python instead. But those were my first couple of languages.
Doug, how about you? Stroll down memory lane.
In earnest, I was 19. It was CS50 was my first real programming course. I took a couple of programming courses in middle school, like sort of elective things, but it really wasn't learning fundamentals, so I was almost 20.
Yeah, and in my case, the first formal class I ever took was indeed CS50. That was sophomore year of college. So that was when I was probably 19 years old, give or take. Prior to that, I remember in high school or middle school, I think I signed up for some week-long summer camp where we learned how to program in Logo, which is like this turtle-based language where you can move something up, down, left, or right. And I think I made tic-tac-toe. It was the geekiest like summer camp you'd ever seen, I'm sure. But we didn't really learn computer science or learn that much about programming, but because in fact I didn't try it again, I guess, till for another what 5 or 10 years. And then I do remember growing up, I think I was given by someone a programming book, and this was a book about BASIC, which is an even older programming language. And the thing about BASIC is that as you write your code, the convention was to actually number your own lines. So these days, if you use a text editor, the lines get numbered for you, and those numbers don't end up in your code. Rather, they're just there as a visual cue to you as to where things are. But with a language like BASIC, you actually number your own lines, and in anticipation of probably changing your code, fixing a bug, adding a feature, the convention is to number your lines initially every 10 numbers. So this is line 10, line 20, line 30, line 40, and so forth, thereby leaving you plenty of room for like 9 mistakes to fix. And I don't think I ever got something working. The book in question, too, had like a really hard to read font, or at least that's my excuse back in the day. And I don't think I got any of my code to actually run. But I remember it was like this Star Wars book. And I think I even found it recently on eBay. But it's been years since I actually flip through it. So short answer, CS50, 19 years old for me.